What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. So I've got another kind of oddball film here real quick to talk about. It's from Oscilloscope Laboratories. And it was written by Rob Benvey and Maxwell McCabe-Locos, also directed by McCabe-Locos. And it's called Stanleyville. And it is something. I've seen a lot of weird films this year. The recent Nicolas Cage, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent comes to mind. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is also just kind of a bit out there. There's kind of surrealistic, just a little more left of center than left of center kind of perspectives. And Stanleyville kind of falls into that category for me. But real quick, their synopsis, one day, prim and proper Maria just decides to walk away from her boring job and her inept husband and obnoxious daughter. And she throws her purse away and everything. And just after she does so, she sits down and a man approaches her and invites her to participate. Tells her that she has been selected to participate, in a contest, potentially very dangerous sweepstakes contest, the rules of which are vague at best, even to this guy. And she is competing against four other people who are all weird in their own special ways. And the whole point of this competition is the chance to win true enlightenment and one slightly used habanero orange compact sport utility vehicle. Now the film is the contests, the games are just seemingly random and happenstance. And the people are weird. They're locked in this, it almost looks like an abandoned office building kind of area, or old blown out apartment building. But yes, if just being approached to take part in a contest that in which you could win the chance for true enlightenment and a slightly used habanero orange compact sport utility vehicle is not enough. If that premise of a film is not enough for you, man, I don't know what to tell you. But look, we've all been at that point in our lives at some point where, you know, just walking out, throwing away your IDs, your wallets, and walking away, just, it seems appropriate, even maybe even sane. And that setup, Stanleyville takes that hard left turn into the quasi surreal. Again, we get games without apparent plans, rules, or even really clear goals, all scored at the whim of the homunculus, who is the gentleman who recruited the players. We get random commentary all within this blasted out apartment that feels more like it's in East Germany than Quebec, which is where the film is. So I'm going to get blasted probably by some of my fellow critics. I unabashedly admit that I thoroughly enjoyed Stanleyville. The absurdity of this film is entirely the point. And our heroine, Maria, she's our avatar of this sense of modern disconnect. You know, she's just flailing for meaning in an often meaningless world. I get it. Stanleyville, not for everyone. And that is okay. It's completely okay. It meanders, it plods, and it even backtracks on occasion. But so does life. You know, how much throughout history have human beings done in the quest for something less than a slightly used habanero orange compact sport utility vehicle? How much have you, listening, done for something so generically meaningless at some point in your life? I thought so. So we reach the end of the game and we are treated to an ambiguous ending that played right into my weirdly absurd tastes as it circled back to the opening sequence as Maria had been contemplating her very existence in this world and kind of something that made her consider walking away in the first place. So kudos to the cast for taking a risk, taking part in a film, something that is just so far afield from what a big budget production of these kind of themes might have ended up as. Stanleyville is out as we speak. It made its premiere at the Metrograph in New York on April 22nd, and a wider release will follow. And it stars Suzanne Wiest, Kara Ricketts, Christian Siriciello, George Chortoff, Adam Brown, and Julian Richings as the homunculus who controls the fate of our contestants. Again, it's from Oscilloscope Laboratories, and it's just so out there that I really didn't have a choice once I was into it that I was going to enjoy it, even though I understand that most people won't at all enjoy it. I can't help that. I'm sorry, you have no soul. Ryan and I will be back soon. We have got a lot of big films coming up. I have got a lot more of these little ones to talk about. So please come back. Please keep listening. Don't forget to like us. Follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. If you watch the episodes that make it on YouTube, please subscribe there as well. Not everything makes it to YouTube like this one, and that is okay too. So if nothing else, make sure you're following us on Twitter because then you'll get notified of everything. But don't forget to visit the website, vsmoviepodcast.com. And until we get back to you, stay safe, be good, go catch a good movie, and we will talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.